We're joined now by former Olympian Dan Alon. He was a fencer on the Israeli team in the 1972 Munich Olympics. That year, terrorists broke into the Olympic Village and attacked the Israeli team members, killing 11 of them. Alon was one of the few who escaped. He'll be speaking in Jackson on August 9th, and he joins us now to talk about the Munich massacre.
It happened on the 5th of September in the morning at 4:30 in the morning when all the athletes were sleeping in the Olympic Village, and I was waking up by a very big sound of explosion and shouting and noise, and in the beginning I thought it might be some celebration of the South American delegation not far from us, but then it was quiet, so we went back to sleep, and 20 minutes later I heard another explosion, and this time it was the noise of machine guns. So I knew already something is wrong, and we were in the apartment, five athletes, number two apartment, and we went to the window in the front, and we saw outside by the apartment number one in the entrance is standing some guy with a white hat and a machine gun in his hand, and he's talking to a policeman, a German policeman in German, and we understand what he was saying, that they attacked the Israeli building, they killed already two athletes, and they demand from Israel to release from prison in Israel about 200 Palestinians. If not, they were going to kill all the hostages. We didn't know how many hostages there are, how many terrorists there are. And then they throw out the body of the wrestling coach to the pavement, and two paramedics took him away. And then we decided that we have to do something, or to fight back, or to escape. We had some idea because we had two shooters in our apartment, Olympic shooters, and they had rifles. So one of the shooters loaded one of the rifles, and he decided maybe we can shoot the terrorist who is standing outside, and then we can run away. But then we decided it's too dangerous and it's too risky because we didn't know exactly what's going on there. And we decided the best thing that we would run away. In the front, we couldn't run away, so we had to run away from the back, from the garden, from the balcony. Also, there was one of the terrorists guarding the side. But we had to take a chance and to run outside, each one by one. In spite he was standing there and he will shoot, we have to take the risk. And we escaped from the building to the German police, who were already standing not far away from there.
I can only imagine how traumatic that must have been for you. How did the attack change the way you viewed Arabs?
Well, I was a soldier in the army before. I took part in the Six-Day War and in the Yom Kippur War. But I couldn't believe that they will do something like this in the Olympics. For me, the Olympics was symbolizing me peace and friendship and unity between nations. And I couldn't understand how human being can choose some place like this for a terror attack. And that really, I was very disappointed.
Did the attack change the way you viewed the Olympics? I mean, you said that you saw the Olympics as a way to unite people. Did this change how you saw the Olympics?
Yes, I think the Olympics is very politic. The moment that you have flags in the Olympics, it's become politics. And the team all kind of team actions, that like football, like basketball, it's not a good place for the Olympics. You have to make it only individual sport, to people to come there only by a name, by the name, and by the ability of his, and to give all the best what he can, and not to shout and not to applaud the state where he comes from, like the athletes and the name of the athletes. That's what I think they have to do in the future.
You have often spoken about what happened, about the attacks. What is the main message that you would like people to take away? What can people learn from what happened here?
Well, first of all, I started to talk about it 6 years ago, and I gave a lot of lectures in America already about Munich. I became like a messenger suddenly. And also I decided to write a book. And 2 months ago it was published the first time. The name of the book is Munich Memoir. And in this book, it's really describing everything, even many things that not yet published. And there I give all my message for everybody, that you have not to forget what's happened. It's become a piece of history, like the Holocaust. You have never to forget it. So the same with Munich Massacre. And in the book, it's really written all about it, what happened before Munich, what happened in Munich, and what happened after Munich, my life, my feelings, and my opinion, political opinion, and everything.
All right. Well, Dan, it was a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you also for you, and see you in Wyoming.
That was Dan Alon, one of the members of the Israeli Olympic team in 1972. He'll be speaking about the Munich Massacre in Jackson on August 7th.